It's the 17th of July. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. A new MP is promising to address the abusive behaviour towards shop employees and the increasing problem of shoplifting. Labour's Alex Mayer recently visited a co-op on Westfield Road in Dunstable and heard individual accounts of physical and verbal assault suffered by staff at the store. The National Retail Workers' Day visit occurred as recent figures show a 14% increase in shoplifting across Bedfordshire. Ms. Mayer said that as part of the new Labour government, there would be a renewed focus on retail crime and worker mistreatment by customers, with help of the Police and Crime Commissioner. The Labour MP also said that shop workers deserve to work in a safe and friendly environment. Four men were arrested in Bedford by armed officers following a brief car chase on Carrick Road. Two other men fled the scene on foot. A search of their vehicle revealed balaclavas, an axe and a variety of tools to be allegedly used in a Putno burglary. The four men have been detained by police and their equipment and vehicle have been seized. Stagecoach subsidiary Cambus have reached an agreement with around 140 of its bus drivers to provide a pay rise of almost 16% over the next 2 years. Sharon Graham, General Secretary of the Unite Union, said, "This is a brilliant victory for all our members who have justly won an inflation-busting pay rise." Stagecoach now plans to run a full schedule to and from the upcoming Bedford River Festival this weekend. The Biggleswade Rotary Club will be selling a variety of old and new items in their pop-up stall at Biggleswade Market. The one-time event will take place on the 20th of July. That's your Bedford News in 100 seconds.
Working from home has its advantages and disadvantages. Those same four walls, not to mention your co-workers. Familiar. Provident House in Harper Street, Bedford has everything you need to run your business away from home. It's friendly, fun, quirky, inspiring and creative with meeting rooms, hot desks, serviced offices, virtual mailboxes, free Wi-Fi and tea and coffee on tap. The only downside is explaining to your co-worker why you're leaving. To see what you're missing, visit www.provident.house.